Of course, one of the questions that young songwriters ask me or any established writer or artist is, how do you get published? How do you pitch your songs to an artist? A lot of questions along that line. How do I get started in the business? All those kinds of questions. One thing that comes to mind is the statement, there's always room for a great song. So if you want an in, whether that's on a personal level with an artist you know that you think might be interested in your song for their own ministry, or whether it's a established publisher and you feel like you've written something that's along the lines of what they publish, it comes back to the song, I feel like. It's got to be a great song. If you write a great song, they're probably going to come knocking on your door before too long if that thing gets out, because there's always room for one. People are looking for great songs. Artists need great songs, so... All right, so what's a great song? What are the components that make a song enduring or that lasts through sometimes generations? I think one place you have to start with, the idea has to be so compelling or wide-reaching that it resounds with a wide number of people. It can't be so unique or individual that you and an interpreter are the only people who understand what it's talking about. It has to speak the language of the heart. People react emotionally to songs. So when you hear something in church, for example, you're going through a trial and you hear a great song like It Is Well With My Soul. Let me just pull that one because it's a hymn that was born out of a great trial in a man's life. And it resounds through generations because it's an idea and a theme that large numbers of people relate to. Why is that? Because we all have trial. And sometimes we have serious trial. And we need some serious medicine to comfort us in those times of difficulty. So there's an example of a song that's great because it touches on a great need in people.